crap. It's all about the mighty dollar and, you know, bragging rights and, you know, oh, this is mine, I did this, you know. I mean, that's really, those two things, I think, is what it comes down to with all these companies. Because at the end of the day, especially when you look at the ham radios and stuff, you know, you can buy an ICOM and a Kenwood, and, you know, the exact same radio with the exact same features, just a different name on it. And back in the day with the CB radios, it was all the same thing, you know. Radio Shack CBs were the same as the Uniden CBs. The only difference on it was the faceplate. You open them up and the insides were identical.
Oh, yeah, anything to trick the consumer, I guess. It's all the same stuff. Yeah, pretty much, I don't know. It's a rough one, but we make it survive, I guess. Get things together and try to have a little fun at the least expense. But see, everything costs money nowadays, so it is what it is. We just got to keep pushing forward, I guess.
That's about all you can do. I'm not sure exactly in my location here where I'm going to start dropping out of the system, but I'm going to get back to kind of paying a little bit of attention to the driving here. But it's been a pleasure meeting you, a pleasure chatting with you, and hopefully, you know, we can do it again. I will be monitoring, though. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, and we will be clear on your final.
Okay, it was nice talking to you. Maybe we'll catch you on there a little bit later, for sure. Keep all the wheels on the ground. Be safe. Catch you later. This is WRNW 329. Clear for now.
This is 329. WIUG 48. Copy.
Hey, good afternoon to you, Jack. How you doing?
Oh, very good. How about you? Except cold weather out there, Roger.
But it is a little crispy, but the sun is shining. A little cool at work today all day. The doors opening and closing, the truck coming in and out, so we survived that. So we're at home now, nice and warm. So I'm just looking out the window.
Yeah. I haven't heard you in a long time. What's going on out there?
Oh, not a whole lot. I've been just out monitoring the last few days, kind of busy doing some stuff around the house. Inside, not outside. It's too cold outside. But, yeah, doing some stuff around here after work inside. But I've been monitoring, playing on there a little bit of 10 meter off and on.
Well, 2 days ago, I was on the 10-meter, and there was a lot of people out there. I don't know what it is, but it was a lot of people out there. Then after that, I went on, a 40-meter. I couldn't, I heard about five people out there. That's about it. Roger?
I copy that. I always hear people on 40. It's the 10-meter. It gets quiet around, I don't know, I guess as soon as the sun goes down. But about 6 o'clock, I've been hitting over China. I've been hitting a few stations over there around between 6 and 7. They're coming in. I guess it's early morning over there around that time.
I don't know. It could be early morning for them. Because in here, when it gets dark over there, it's daylight, I believe. That's how it goes. Roger.
Yeah, I think the last one I talked to was roughly about 6:30 here. He said it was like 8 in the morning there, so early morning. Making pretty good contacts for this dipole that I got up here, but I'm still going to get a vertical when I get a chance.
Get that vertical, it's better, and you can do whatever you want to do with the vertical, and that's for sure. Roger?
Oh, yeah, plus I got the external tuner. It's only 200 water, but That's all I need for now. It's only pushing 100 watts out of the radio. Well, actually, it's probably only getting about 85 watts out of the meter. I can put it on the meter. But it does a pretty good job.
You on the ocean radio right now, the handheld?
I'm on that Quajang. I think it's the Quajang. I haven't keyed that other one for a while. Actually, I put it back in the drawer just the other day. I probably need to charge the battery up on it.
I have one of those Quajang. It's a handheld. And I have it programmed like for, what do they call it? For the airports, ham radios, and all that other stuff. Roger.
Oh, yeah, it's a pretty good little radio for the price. You can't beat the price. Actually, I thought about getting another one just for backup for the price. Got to give it a couple little tweaks, and it works pretty good for you.
Oh, what else has got a big screen? You can see good. That's what the one I have. Roger.
Yeah, it's got a nice screen on this one, too. I don't know if you can change the color or... I know you can do brightness, I think, on it. Actually, this screen is better than the Washang. This one's better. I can see the screen on this one outside when I'm outside. It's a better viewing screen for sure.
I even got a mic for it. I had to buy the mic for it because it's a good radio. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. I haven't got a mic yet because I figured, well, if it's on the side and you got the Nagoya antenna on there, it's pretty long. Antenna's kind of all over the place with the Nagoya on there. So I just choose to hold it, I guess. But I guess the mic is good. You can always hook it to an external antenna if you want to also.
You can put one of them. Anyhow, you guys working 5 days or 7 days?
The production's working. They just got back to work this week. They were off way before the Christmas holidays. They're just getting back to work starting Monday. They'll be on 6 days. But yeah, I've been doing six, couple of 7 days, a few weeks here and there. It's cold outside, nothing going on, so I figure I can stock up a few extra pennies. I might want to buy something.
That will be a good thing to do. Keep going with that little money coming, and later on you do what you gotta do, buy whatever you want to buy. And that's a 100% good idea. Roger?
I copy that, for sure. I got a nice little amplifier I gotta look and see. Actually, I gotta put some wires on it. It says it's good for 10 to 80 meter, but it's only like a 400 watter. But I gotta put some longer power cables on it and a fuse link, and maybe I'll try it on the HF and see what I can get out of it. I only need to run a half power is good enough. Give you a little extra push.
I see what you're saying. Well, is it good for the 9800 radio, the TYT?
No, I'd be hooking it to my HF by Yaesu 857B. It's a 100 watt radio.
Then that will do it. Yeah, that will really do it anyhow. But don't go on way, way high. You know what I mean? When I got that 9600, and everybody said, don't go out there and put it on 42 watts, you'll burn it. So I'm on the medium watt, but I'm not on it. I'm on my DB20G.
Okay, yeah, you were, I don't think you were talking on your other one the other day. It sounded pretty good. It's nice and loud.
Yeah, that's one thing I like about it. It's good, and it really very clear. And also, you know what else? It takes the GMRS and also ham, you know, and it's digital. It's not one of them analog or something like that. Roger?
Yeah, that's good. That's real good. I'll have to look at that one. That was a 98 kind of, right? The one you have?
That's MD96. 96. That's better from all of them. Because a friend of mine tested them all, and that's when he found out 9600 is the best radio.
Comment.
All right, go ahead, comment. We got you. Go ahead.
Thanks, Tim. This is WSEX 870. Kevin, I just had a comment. Jack, you said you're using the DB20G. I was curious what antenna you were paired with.
I'm on the Harvest PC200. It's a Harvest one-stick fiberglass out there from Amazon, only $95.
What was the make of that?
Harvest antenna. They fiberglass. Now, let me tell you something. Amazon got two of them. One you have to program, the other one you don't have to. Don't get the one with program. Get the one that's got the already program, which is that's what this one here is, only $95.
Tempor. I've got the same radio. I'm just using the Midland MTX or MXA 26. So I just was curious what you were using. This will be my final. Thank you.
No problem. Anytime. If you have any question, I will be glad to help you out as much as I can and as much as I know. You take care. You have a good day. WIUG Boyne.
Jack, you're an idiot.